a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, February 17th. God's word to you today is the heart of it. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 12, verse 26, from the Message translation, and it says, "If any of you wants to serve me, then follow me. Then you will be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me." Luke 14, verse 15, from the Message translation says, "That triggered a response from one of the guests. How fortunate the one who gets to eat dinner in God's kingdom." There is an angle to this guest response, which we easily miss. Jesus had just shown these people what God expects from the servant and the host alike. Then someone says, "I wonder how God's party in heaven will be." There are some people that even after encountering the truth, will still choose to be cynical. Then Jesus said, "Let me tell you what will happen in heaven. God invited friends to his party, and they gave all sorts of excuses. Then the master threw open the invitation and said, 'Gather everybody, for my party will be well attended, and my house will be full.'" This is paraphrased from Luke 14, verses 16 to 24. In essence, what Jesus was saying to this man is, that is exactly what God has done. Please read John 13, verses 12 to 17. The lesson for us from this passage is clear. Jesus said, "You call me Lord and teacher, and that is who I am." Jesus was not in denial. He knew who he was. Jesus did not attempt to relinquish who he was. He says, "But I, your Lord and teacher, I am serving you." Let that be an example for you to serve one another. Again, this is another huge lesson on leadership. Mark 8:34 says, "Then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you have to give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me.'" Serving really is giving up your own way, your own preferences, and giving up your own comfort. You cannot serve another person by pleasing yourself. You cannot make pleasing yourself the primary objective while you're serving the other person. If you want to serve your colleagues, you have to serve them and let go of your own ways. If you want to serve your spouse, you have to serve him or her, not thinking of your own ways. If you're thinking of your own ways, you cannot serve the other person. Similarly, you cannot follow Jesus and serve Jesus if you're thinking of your own ways. Everything stems from how we see and relate to God. Only with God, our Master, and ourselves as humble servants, serving Him and people, can we ever find contentment and peace. A lot of people lack contentment, battle depression, are searching for joy, purpose, and peace in their lives. The reason they are battling with all these things is that they are not serving enough people. You can change that right now. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I will serve and follow you. I will bring pleasure and praise to you by serving your people in your house. Remember me for good. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.